Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Was a Barney Bigard Quintet from 1945. A lovely tune, Coquette, written by Gus Kahn, Johnny Green, and Carmen Lombardo. And the quintet recorded that for the Keynote label, one of the very fine independent labels around in the 1940s. That was recorded in 1945. In the quintet, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Joe Thomas on trumpet, Billy Taylor on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. We also heard, in the background and coming to the fore, was Johnny Guarnieri on piano. Very nice lineup there. I start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we have a real mixture for you from, I think, our earliest recording today is from 1930, and we're going to go into the 1950s, I think 1955. So 25 years of recordings for you this morning from the golden age of jazz popular song. Well, that's when it started. It's still going on, of course. Well, we've got a young lady coming up in just a moment from 1937, Alice Faye. Perhaps not so much a household name today, but she was a big star in the 1930s, She appeared as the lead in so many of those Fox musicals put out by that particular studio. She started out in the chorus line and very quickly found herself in the spotlight. Well, she made many recordings in the course of the films that she appeared in. We're going to hear one of those this morning. It's written by Harry Revell and Matt Gordon. Alice sang it in the movie Wake Up and Live, and the song is called There's a Lull in My Life, from 1937. And then back to the Keynote label. From 1944, we will hear from Billy Taylor and his Big Eight. And the song is called Carnival in Rhythm, and that's spelled Carneyval, because it's celebrating the work of baritone sax player Harry Carney, and he also wrote the song. And Billy Taylor is joined also by Emmett Berry on trumpet, Vernon Brown on trombone, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, again Johnny Guarnieri on piano, and we'll hear Cozy Cole back on the drums, Billy Taylor again on bass. I guess they were all around the Keynote label at that point, and Brick Flegel on guitar. And then we'll go to 1936. To a young musician who was well underway at that point, and he went on to have a very, very long career. Benny Carter, most famous for his work with the alto saxophone, but he played many other instruments, including the trumpet. And in 1936, he was living in the UK. He'd gone over to play some music and make some recordings. He ended up being the arranger and often leader of the orchestra affiliated to the British Broadcasting Corporation. Benny also did a lot of touring on the continent at that time. Well, he's going to bring us, with his orchestra, going to bring us a number that he wrote himself, and it's called Swinging at Maida Vale. Now, I understand Maida Vale is a district in the great capital of London, so Benny, I guess, was getting around the sights as well as making all those wonderful recordings. And we're going to start with Alice Faye, There's a Lull in My Life.
The stars are still on high, but they don't twinkle anymore. Does it seem they've lost their gleam? Somehow the lovely flowers have no fragrance anymore. Where is their bloom? Their sweet perfume, darling, that just shows what your goodbye can do. Until you return, there's nothing I can do. Oh, there's a lull in my life. It's just a void and empty space. When you are not in my embrace, oh, there's a lull in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning. Everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Oh, there's a lull in my life. No matter how I may pretend, I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my life. I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my life.
Thank you. Natalie Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Oh, we've got some lovely music for you coming this morning. And we've just been listening to Benny Carter from 1936, swinging at Maida Vale, his own composition with that very fine orchestra. And some nice sax work there from Benny himself. Before that, we heard from Billy Taylor and his Big Eight with a song written by the group member Carrie Carney, who joined us with his baritone sax. And the song is called Carnival, or Carnival, in rhythm from 1944. And we started out with Alice Faye, one of the great musical stars of the 1930s. There's a Lull in My Life, written by Matt Gordon and Harry Revell, and featured in the movie Wake Up and Live in 1937. I'm going to move on to another lovely lady, this time from 1950, one of the great jazz singers of the 20th century, and that is Billie Holiday. Well, she started out in the early 1930s, and by 1950, she's recording for the Decca label, and some of her loveliest recordings were made around this time. This one she's bringing to us this morning is called I'll Look Around, and it's written by George Corey and Douglas Cross. And then back again to 1937, to an excellent band that was around at the time, led by Bob Crosby. The orchestra was jam-packed with some of the great jazz artists of the time. I believe they'd been in the Lou Polak Orchestra, and they formed a something of a cooperative and had Bob as their front man. He, of course, the brother of Bing, and Bob was the possessor of a very nice voice himself. And we'll hear both the orchestra and the voice of Bob Crosby on this one. It's from 1937, as I mentioned. The song is called I've Hitched My Wagon to a Star, and it was written by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer. And then our third song in the set, from the pens of the wonderful and brilliant Gershwin boys, George and Ira. I'm sure you've heard this one before. They Can't Take That Away From Me, from 1938, brought to us by one of the great dance bands around in the 1930s in Britain, led by Bert Ambrose, and that's Ambrose and his orchestra. And we'll go now to Billie Holiday from 1950, I'll Look Around.
I'll look around until I found someone who laughs like you. I know somewhere spring must fill the air with sweetness just as rare as the flower that you gave me to wear. I'll look around, and when I've found someone who sighs like you, I always knew fill the air with sweetness just as rare as the flower that you gave me to wear. I'll look around, and when I've found someone who sighs like you,
guiding chart to lead me where you are. I've hitched my wagon to a star.
way you sip your tea. The memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way you smile just beams. The way you sing off key. The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Heard from Ambrose and his orchestra with Sam Brown bringing us the lyrics on They Can't Take That Away From Me, one of those very well-known George and Ira Gershwin tunes. It was recorded in 1938. Before that, the Bob Crosby Orchestra with Bob himself bringing us the lyrics written by Johnny Mercer of the song I've Hitched My Wagon to a Star. And we started out with Billie Holiday from 1950. I'll Look Around, one of the many recordings she made around that time for the Decca label. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM here at the University of Ottawa, and we are enjoying some very nice music today from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. We're listening to a selection of songs today and recordings with some very fine musicians, some big bands, and we've got quite a few singers for you this morning. Lots more to come on the show. We're going to go now to 1940 and the Columbia label, where a guitarist by the name of Eddie Condon was organizing some very fine jazz sessions, and he was actually appearing on most of them, too. And the group that we're going to hear is called Bud Freeman and his famous Chicagoans. Well, we know where they started out, the great city, the Windy City. Well, Bud Freeman, one of the stalwarts of the jazz scene, great tenor saxman, and he organized so many different groups and a mainstay for the independent labels. This is one of those groups, and Bud is, of course, on the tenor sax. He's joined by Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Max Kaminsky on cornet, Eddie, of course, on guitar, Dave Bauman on piano. The bass is from Mort Stuhlmaker, and a very fine drummer, Dave Tuff, who also worked a great deal with Benny Goodman Orchestra. Well, they're going to bring us a number written by Benny Goodman and Bud Freeman called After a While. And then back to 1930, to an orchestra that was starting out around that time, and it was called the Casaloma Orchestra. And this was an orchestra, something along the lines of the Bob Crosby Orchestra, which was a group of musicians, and I believe in this case it was the remnants of the Gene Goldkett Orchestra, got together and organized a kind of cooperative. And so you can imagine the music was great, and all from all those wonderful jazz artists. They named themselves, by the way, after the nightclub that was to open in Toronto, the Casaloma. I don't think they ever got to play there, but the name stuck. Well, they're going to bring us a number that recorded early on, 1930. It was written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke. It's got a lovely title. When the Little Red Roses Get the Blues for You. Isn't that a lovely title? And then we'll go to 1944 to another small group, this time led by trumpeter Sydney de Paris. It's called Sydney de Paris Blue Note Jasmine, and not surprisingly, recorded for the Blue Note label. Sydney is on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, trombone from Vic Dickinson, guitar from Jimmy Shirley, Al Lucas on bass, and Al Trappier on drums. And they're going to bring us a number called Walkin' the Dog, written by Canadian songwriter Shelton Brooks. And we'll go now to Bud Freeman and his famous Chicagoans after a while. Thank you. been listening to Sidney de Paris and his Blue Note Jasmine with Walkin' the Dog. The Casaloma Orchestra brought us When the Little Red Roses Get the Blues for You from 1930. And we started out with Bud Freeman and his famous Chicagoans After a While.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1. I have an array of music for you this morning. We've got a couple of rich voices on the way for you just coming up. And we're going to go to 1940. And this is a young singer who was starting out, a very rich baritone voice. He sang with a whole range of big bands. I think he was sang with Benny Goodman's orchestra at one point. We're going to hear him with the Harry James Orchestra from 1940, and that is Dick Hames. And the song is written by Ruby Bloom along with Johnny Mercer, and it's called Fools Rush In. I think you've heard that one before. And then I realize we haven't heard from our singer after that for some time, and that is Dean Martin, one of the famous group that hung out with Frank Sinatra. Dean had a lovely voice in his own right, and of course, people of our vintage will remember his TV show back in the 60s and 70s. Well, he's going to join us from 1952 with a song written by Harry Revell and Matt Gordon, our second of the show. It's a lovely ballad called I Feel Like a Feather in the Breeze, and that'll be Dean Martin. And let's get going with Dick Hames and Fools Rush In.
feel like a feather in the breeze, riding on high, high in the sky. Honey and I'm walking on air since the moment that you told me that you care. Feel like a feather in the breeze, floating through space in your embrace, dancing on clouds way up above. Since the second that you beckoned to my love, I'm happy, so happy when you're near. My troubles just disappear as soon as you're by my side. When I'm satisfied, I feel like a feather in the breeze, having my fun, kissing the sun. And it's because, well, you are the one. So I'm singing like the birdies in the trees, and feeling like a feather in a breeze. I'm happy, so happy when you're near. My troubles just disappear as soon as you're by my side. I'm satisfied, I feel like a feather in the breeze, having my fun, kissing the sun. And it's because you are the one. So I'm singing like the birdies in the tree, and feeling like a feather, feeling like a feather, feeling like a feather in the breeze.
Dean Martin, I Feel Like a Feather in the Breeze. It always sounds so relaxed from 1952. Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Thanks so much for joining me today. Hope you enjoyed our selection of music, all those wonderful musicians and singers. We've got one more track coming up for you this morning. We'll get to that in just a second. Well, as I say, thanks so much for joining me today. Do stay with us. Randy's joining us in about 5 minutes or so, with 2 hours of great jazz on its way to you. So do please stay with us. And I'll be back next week with more recordings from the old days. And as I said, one more for you this morning. We're going to hear from the wonderful orchestra led by Woody Herman. 1955, this is a song written by Clark Terry, and it's called Slow Boat. Thank you.
Thank you.